Shalom, love and blessings, Yah. It's family of Yah. In this Kingdom Talk, I'm just going to play an audio from an unsolicited testimony from a beloved brother. And we've actually never met face to face. I've been ministering to this brother and fellowshipping with him online. And Yah is setting him free. Yah is setting him free and is continually setting him free, giving him liberty in the word and in the spirit. And in the love of Yah through Christ. So, yeah, just listen, you know, because I know that a lot of what I say can be very harsh because it's, or sound very harsh because it contradicts a lot of the modern teaching that is out there. But when you get to know and understand and hear and listen, you'll understand that everything is coming straight from the love of Yah and is exactly what the prophets and the apostles were teaching and what Yahushua is still teaching through his servants on the earth. Shalom, love and blessings.
Yeah, hi, Brother Judah. I was thinking about what you were saying to me last night, yesterday, about the holiness, because you know it was debating about being perfect, what the Bible says about, you know, be perfect as I am perfect or something like that, and Job was perfect, etc. And there was another brother that really was stumbling over the being perfect, but you're teaching here about holiness, and that's what the Bible really is teaching, holiness. And like he said, it teaches us how to be holy. And how to be holy, just follow the word. You know, if you want to be holy in marriage, there's a way. Like I said, the bed is undefiled. If you want to be holy as a brother, as a sister, instructions are in the Bible. So I would say rather than focus on perfection, focus on just being holy. And like you're teaching here, they're set apart. So I really thank God for your biblical teachings. It's simple. You always lead people to the word. You make sure people know the word is the final say. You teach line by line, precept by precept. You open up the scriptures. So there's no room for people's opinions and thoughts and feelings. Even when I first spoke in your group, and I remember speaking about marriage, and I said a lot about, I don't think, or I feel, I was saying the same kind of thing when I remember it. And how wrong I was to even come across like that, you know. But it's important to understand the Bible as well. And you break down scripture so amazingly. So, yeah. So I'll just read through what you said then. Only one person gave a very beautiful answer that I will share the paraphrase of here. Okay. Holiness is what differentiates us from the world. If we're not holy, then you are off the world. Simple. Forget about your denominational congregation. Says, we are not to be holy unto our church assembly. We are to be holy unto Yah. So, that's really true, that is. Because with my church, there's certain things you have to do to be a member. And I recently found out there's certain things you have to do if you want to marry somebody in the church. You've got to go through certain protocols, which I'm not happy about at all. I don't think I'm going to subscribe to. I think it's ridiculous, you know. And those things are not in the Bible, you know. So I'm truly in a system, an organization. I love the people, making some fantastic friends, but we really are in an organizational, man-made, structured system. You are right. You really are right. And the deeper you get in, the more structure you find that's man-made. But anyway, thank God for the word. You know, those things don't really negate my walk of God anyway. Thank God for the word. Thank God for you and your group. And God bless. We'll speak soon.